This program comes to you by special electrical transcription.
Procter & Gamble, the makers of Kraft, present Kitty Keene. Spring house cleaners, attention. Here's news about a new way to clean your rugs this spring. It's Draft, the new non-alkaline suds that can't fade colors any more than clean water. We honestly think you'll be delighted with the results you get. Mrs. M.L. Bartholomew of Bowling Green, Kentucky, was so thrilled she wrote us this letter. I quote, "I had my greatest thrill yesterday when I cleaned my 9x12 rug with less than half a box of Draft. It happened like this. My rug was simply filthy, and it worried me to death because money is tight, and we have to watch every penny. I simply didn't know what to do about it, and finally decided to try Draft. First, I made a little nice Draft suds and cleaned one spot. The colors of the rug stood out beautifully. I said right then, Draft is going to make my whole rug look like that. And it did. My husband says the rug looks unbelievably lovely. Thanks a million for Draft. And thanks a million for your pleasant letter, Mrs. Bartholomew. I hope every woman listening will follow your example. Draft is marvelous for rugs because it cannot form hard water scum to dull rug colors. And that makes it so easy to clean rugs the Draft way. For all you do is make a solution of about 3 tablespoons of Draft in a pint of water. Use just a little of this solution in a bowl. Work up the suds with a sponge and go over just a small area of the rug. And then go over the same area with a sponge dampened with plain water to remove all suds. Let the rug dry on a flat surface and brush it well. And say, we'll bet you shout hooray, because there you are with bright, clean rugs that do justice to the rest of your spring-cleaned house. So buy a package of Draft, D-R-E-F-T, from your dealer. Spring clean your rugs this new way. And now, Kitty Keene. Yesterday, in a dramatic, heart-rending scene, Mrs. Aaron Levy testified before the grand jury. She told them how Ramone had ordered her husband to be killed, told of Bob's gallant actions. But again and again, as the foreman of the grand jury read Ramone's secret records, the initials J.J. kept cropping up. And in a burst of righteous fury, the foreman ordered this mysterious J.J. brought before the jury on the morrow. Now it is late that same night in Bob and Jill's apartment. Just listen.
See, it's kind of nice being home here just by ourselves, isn't it, Jill?
Mm-hmm. Just the light from the fireplace. And you holding me in your arms like this.
You like to be in my arms, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm. You know I do, Bob. I think that's what I missed most when we were separated. Your arms. They're so strong. I feel so safe when they're around me.
You feel you're comfy, Joe?
Bob.
Yeah, honey?
What are you thinking of right then?
The baby. Our baby.
Baby's going to be here any day now, Bob.
Yeah, and that's what I'm kind of worried about, dear. Do you wish tomorrow was all over?
So do I.
You're sure you want to go through with it, honey? You sure you want to face that jury?
There's nothing else I can do now, is there?
Well, we could get you out of town, take you out of the jurisdiction of the court. Kitty and I were talking about that earlier this evening.
You mean not stay and face it?
Well, with you in this condition, Jill, we wouldn't want to take any chances.
Don't you see, sweetheart? We aren't taking any chances. I promise you I won't get excited.
And I don't know. Kitty's plenty worried.
And yet she gave us this evening to herself. It's just like Mother, isn't it?
Yeah. She's swell, Jill.
I'll say she is. And I don't deserve either of you.
Oh, now, honey.
Well, I don't, Bob. Both of you have been so sweet and understanding all through this. And I've acted like a silly little fool.
Well, Kitty was telling me the other night. She said she acted just about the same way just before you were born. She wouldn't believe anything Charles said and thought the whole world was against her.
I know. Mother told me that, too. Gee.
What, dear?
Oh, I was just thinking, this is going to be an awful blow to Father, Bob.
What? Have you a grandchild?
Oh, you know that isn't what I meant, Bob. What Father is going to think if I should jail.
Why, you are going to jail, Jill. Get that out of your pretty little head.
You aren't half as sure of that as you pretend. You're just as worried as I am, Bob, and you know it.
Well, it is a mighty peculiar situation, Jill.
I'll say it is. And no matter how hard I try not to be, I'm scared, Bob.
Well, maybe we just better get you out of town tonight. Right now, sweetheart.
No. No, whatever I am, I'm not a coward, Bob. I'm going to stay here and face the music.
Well, but, sweetheart, what if you are indicted?
Look, Bob. Now, let's face the fact. For months, you and Mother have been risking your lives to break Ramona.
Yeah, that should carry some weight with the jury.
I'm not thinking of the jury, Bob. I'm thinking of our baby.
Our baby?
Yes. Now, look, Bob. If I should run away, Ramona's lawyers could use it in his defense, couldn't they?
Well,
they could say that you and I were in cahoots or something, and use my running away to discount your testimony.
Well, they might,
you
but...
You know they could. Those high-priced lawyers of his are going to move heaven and earth to free him. And my running away would be just one more loophole through which he might slip out.
Well, I guess you're right there, Jill.
And I won't have him free to make other wives and other mothers suffer. We've got to take into consideration that we're parents ourselves now, Paul.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Jill.
And please don't be afraid, Bob. Really, I'm not. Not in my heart. Now that I'm back in your arms.
Oh, Jill, honey, I've missed you so.
And I've missed you, sweetheart. Just as Kitty says, if you really love, love will make everything all right again.
Yeah, I guess so, honey, but it's hard to feel that way sometimes when things are going wrong.
Like they were for us.
Yeah. Like they were for us.
And Bob.
Yes, darling?
You never did really care a darn about that old Nino, did you, Bob? Oh, what do you like about that?
You just can't help being a little bit jealous, can you?
Well, now, how can I help it when you're so good-looking, Mr. Man?
I bet you tell that to all the boys.
Mm-mm, there's no other boy but you, and there never will be. Oh, that is, unless... All right. And just for that, I'm going to pray tonight that our baby's a girl.
Well, that's really what I want. A little girl with soft brown hair and dark brown eyes. And
oh,
a little pug nose. And two red lips. Like these.
She'll never love you like I do. I can tell you that.
We have something very beautiful, you and I, Jill. Nothing can ever take it away from us.
You'll always love me, Bob. Always. Even when I'm old and wrinkled.
Well, when that day comes, I won't be so young and handsome myself.
You're evading the issue. Answer my question, Mr. Jones.
You know I will, Jill, but loving each other like we do, we aren't ever going to grow old, you and I.
Never, Bob. Never. Oh, hold me, Bob. Hold me tightly. Well, I'm home again. Home. And I'm never going to leave.
I guess this lesson and spat of ours taught us both a lesson, Jim. Where there's love, there must be trust. And where there's trust, there could be no misunderstanding.
I wouldn't have acted like I did, Paul, if it hadn't been for Baby.
No, I know that, honey. And as far as I'm concerned, other women just don't exist, that's all. Now take this mignon that you were so jealous of.
Yes, Bob.
It doesn't hurt you to talk about her, does it?
No. No, I'm only sorry for her now. What's going to happen to her, Bob?
Well, it's hard to say, Jill. She'll be indicted, that we know. But Kitty thinks she's worth saving.
I know.
I heard her say something to Thatcher about trying to get her a suspended sentence, parole her to her mother or something.
Oh.
Oh, but say, it's getting late, honey. Mm-hmm. It's almost 12. Do you think you better go to bed?
Oh, what's the use, Bob? Neither of us is going to sleep much. You know that.
Yeah, I suppose we will. Well, I better throw another log on the fire there, then. Can you sit up just a bit, sweetheart?
Of course, dear.
There we are.
Don't be long, Bob. Come right back.
Just as soon as I freshen up this fire bit, honey. You know, someday we're going to have a real fireplace. Not a dinky little one like this.
In our own little white house in the country.
Our own little white house in the country with roses peeking in the windows and babies peeking out.
Oh, Bob.
Why, what's wrong?
Oh, Bob, now what?
I don't know, Jill. Might be a neighbor wanting to borrow a cup of sugar.
Oh, dear.
Just a minute. Stop that worrying.
Then please be careful, Bob. After that testimony before the grand jury this afternoon, you don't know what might happen.
All right, just a minute, please. That's just Western Union, honey, with a package of some kind. A big flat package.
Oh.
Here, bring it up. Well, looks as though Christmas is coming early this year.
But what's in the package? Who's it from? Why did they send it by Western Union at this time of night?
Yeah, I don't know, Jill.
Well, open it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, look, it's from Kitty, Hulda, and Anemone.
Kitty, Hulda, and Anemone? Well, open it quick, Bob.
You bet. Wait, like, cut this string with my knife.
Okay.
Oh, now, wait just a minute, honey. I'll lift the cover here.
Oh, Bob. Bob, it's a layette. A complete outfit for the baby. Oh, just look at them little booties and shirts and jackets.
Oh, say.
Oh, they're so sweet. So beautiful. But why did they send them to us now? Tonight?
Oh. Wait, here's a card here tucked into the blue booty, Jill. Looks like Kitty's handwriting. Yes, it is.
Well, read it, Bob.
Sweetheart, that's how Kitty starts it.
Go on.
Just a little reminder that for the sake of the young gentleman or young lady who may wear these clothes, you must be brave tomorrow. You mustn't let yourself become excited. For baby's sake. It's signed Mother, Hulda, Anemone.
Oh, how sweet, Bob. And I will be brave. I won't let myself become excited. For baby's sake.
Can Jill keep that promise? What will happen if the members of the grand jury don't believe her story? What if Jill, the mysterious J.J. of Ramone's Secret Records, should be indicted and held for trial? Don't miss tomorrow. And don't forget, try Dreft today for cleaning your rugs. Remember, Dreft cannot form hard water scum, the dull rug colors. Just dissolve 3 tablespoons of Dreft in a pint of water. Then apply Dreft suds with a sponge to a small area of your rugs at a time. Then go over with a sponge dampened with plain water, and presto, clean, bright rugs free from dulling scum. Dreft suds are mild, non-alkaline. Can't fade rugs' colors any more than plain water. And best of all, Dreft goes so far. In hardest water, Drep makes five times more suds than any soap. Start doing your rugs this new way today. Ask your dealer to send you Drep. D-R-E-F-T. Be sure to tune in at the same hour tomorrow for Kitty Keene. Surely any fair-minded jury must see the truth. But sometimes justice is blind. Be sure and be in the grand jury chambers when Jill tells her side of the story tomorrow. Until then, this is Jack Brinkley saying goodbye.
This program has come to you by special electrical transcription. The next episode of Kitty Keene Incorporated will come to you tomorrow at this same time. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.